This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Much I love it. And some of you guys are getting sick of it. I don't really care. But you got to be part of the solution. Seriously. If you're part of the problem, usually it's those people that are part of, not willing to be part of the solution, not willing to get involved, not willing to get engaged. That's a problem. You're a big problem for us. I mean that. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny or anything else. I mean it sincerely. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me go back. We're talking about it in the first hour, about the young man who was suspended from school for going to target practice with his mom. I mean, she took him. He wasn't like he was begging her to go. And the irritant here is you got people that are I jumped right into that, right? You got people that are exercising their freedom of speech, freedom of speech, right? Their Second Amendment rights, First Amendment rights. Police department goes and checks them out, says, hey, it's all cool, they're all good. They're just doing, I guess, mom and son stuff. Not that that's what I would do, Mom. I mean, but I get it. It's all good. And the kid gets suspended from school. This is where academia just freaks me out. They just don't get it. I don't even think they don't get it. They don't care. They don't agree with guns. They don't like guns. They're done. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Philadelphia newspapers reporting for the 11th straight year in a row, Philadelphia is holding its Naked Bike Riding Day. It's a beautiful Saturday in the city of brotherly love, and we'll say nothing to be hidden. Some people opted to enjoy it by biking in the buff, as they say. They rode around Philadelphia minus clothing to support the expression and body positivity in this. You know, it's funny how they put all these spins on all this stuff, right? Like running around naked is something new. They wanted to do this in the 60s. And I got to tell some of you guys, and even some of you girls something. Please put clothes on. And take that exactly for the way I said it. Please put on some clothes, all right? But I mean, you think if they held this thing in December, that you'd have that many people doing it? Seriously? Something would be, they want the people to enjoy themselves. The cyclists rode around Philadelphia. There was a kickoff at FDR Park where people painted their bodies for the event. Well, that ain't quite like the whole thing in the buff, right? One participant traveled to Philadelphia to ride from Virginia. Hopefully they didn't ride all the way there with nothing on. One participant traveled to Philadelphia. A lot of people don't understand social nudity. It's nice to be near people who want to freely express themselves. We come out to enjoy the city. What about those who don't want to see your free expression, if you would? You know what I'm saying? And it's not that people don't understand social media. We understand what it's like to be naked in public. Right? They said the, to my point, the event usually took place in September, but to take advantage of the warm air, they moved it to August. But again, I say, look, you want to do this? How about you do it in a certain area, a place where we can stay away from if you want to? What if I want to take my kids? Why do I have to see you naked? I don't believe in it. Do I think the body's beautiful because God made it? Yes. Do I believe when he made it beautiful, he said, hey, go show it to as many people as humanly possible? No. Please, no. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Todd Starnes has got a piece on his website, toddstarnes.com. And, you know, we've kind of been waiting for this to come back, and I'm hoping we see more and more and more of it. Because we keep bowing to the will of the few. Which is really funny, because it's not what the left wants. I mean, the left, when it's to their advantage, they always say the same thing. What do they say? They say, well, wait a minute. The people want it, therefore we should have it. Right? Trump is standing up to the anti-Christian bullies. Now, I love these Christians who say, you know, Trump is bad and he's this and the other. Like, wait a minute, why don't you look at what he's doing for everybody as a whole? For 8 years, the military religious freedom foundation freaks and the Obama administration, they waived a war on religious liberty within the ranks of the armed forces. Look, the majority of these guys are Christians, Jews, religious people. There are very few that aren't. Now, Todd's got a book out. I told you it'll be out September 10th, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Nativity scenes were removed from military bases. Airmen were punished because of their religious beliefs. And the VA hospitals imposed rules that even forbid school children from distributing Christmas cards. So if you were military people, you couldn't have a Bible in your hospital room, right? You couldn't have a nativity scene on any of the public property. You couldn't say Merry Christmas. You couldn't hand out Christmas cards in, you know, school and what have you. And they couldn't write scriptures on the walls of their, you know, some of them would write, you know, encouraging scriptures on whiteboards on their doors. Somehow that was terrible. Just terrible. And Obama agreed with them. No, we can't have any form of religious anything other than Islam. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Oh, come on. Enjoy the music. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Seriously. You know, listen to the others. Catch what's going on. Do a little reading. Wouldn't hurt you to do a little reading, right? Get informed. Don't be one of those uninformed, misinformed people that you yell at on Facebook, that I yell at on Facebook. There are times when I see some of my listeners, you know, who are in the chat room, or have been in the chat room. Some of them haven't been in for a while. And I'll see them arguing with somebody on my Facebook page, like, please don't. Please don't. Please don't. You're wrong. You're not right. You're wrong. Please don't.
And then, again, don't give them the ammunition. Don't load their gun for them, as we say. You know? Anyway, we were talking about a story that's up on Todd Stern's website. And we follow this stuff. We've been doing this stuff for, if you're somebody who's been following the show for a while, you know, this is exactly the kind of stories we run with. Now, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has a military arm. Now, we have the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I call them the Freedom From Religion Freaks. It's almost like every time they hear Jesus or God or Bible, they go into epileptic fits. Then you have the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. They follow around and make sure that there is no shred of anything godly when it comes to our military guys, which is really a shame. When it comes to our military guys, they should be able to do anything they darn well please. If they're going to jump into a bullet for me, if they're going to save freedom for other countries, they can have a Bible, they cannot have a Bible. They can say Jesus, they cannot say Jesus. They can write scriptures on a whiteboard on their door or not. It's up to them. If you're offended by that as a military man, suck it up. You've learned how to deal with adversity in the Army or in the military, period. There you go. And for 8 years, they've been fighting. They didn't even fight with. They worked with the Obama administration. Because everything they asked for happened. Everything. Now, Todd Starnes has written a book called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And we can fight back, we can win. For the longest time, you couldn't have Bibles in hospital rooms, in military hospital rooms. You couldn't have, you couldn't have the nativity scenes, right? You couldn't give out Christmas cards. This was craziness. Somebody should have fought it. But yet they're all up in arms. There really isn't, but they're calling it a transgender ban. See, here's the thing about it. Take the word transgender out of it for a second. Now, my understanding from what I've read, and I've never had a transgender tell me otherwise, but once they go through the operation or even before, they have pills that they have to take. The pills have a direct effect, I won't say on their total mental stability, but on them as a whole. And if they don't get them, they could be in a very bad way. Well, if you're on the fighting front line, if you would, if you're out there in combat land and you can't get your pills, then what? You're going to sue the government? You're going to sue the military? I don't care what your condition is. What is it, type 2 diabetes where you have to take shots on a regular basis? I don't know. I don't know if you have to be there on the front line too. I think if you're taking a medication that if you didn't have for a day or two, it would kill you or cause you to really have some problems, I don't think you should be out in active military duty. That's my personal opinion. Anyhow, the Hermann Steitberger, who recently turned 100 years old, was captured by German fighters in 1944, held as a prisoner of war. Mr. Steitberger donated his family Bible to the table, honoring missing military personnel and prisoners of war. But the MRFF, the Military Religious Freedom Freaks, they claim the inclusion of World War II Veterans Bible in a missing man table is a violation of the U.S. Constitution. It's not! Somebody has to read. Wouldn't it be great if somebody actually read what the Constitution said about religion? Wouldn't it be nice if somebody actually read what our Founding Fathers had in mind for the Constitution and for religion? Boy, would they freak out, right? If somebody actually sat down and read some of the letters the Founding Fathers wrote to each other where they wanted the Bible taught, not just read, not talked about, not worked on as literature. They wanted the Bible, the precepts of Jesus Christ, taught in the schools, in public education. You don't hear that today. Matter of fact, you hear just the opposite, which is not true. It's a lie. Our Founding Fathers didn't want to get away from religion. They didn't want to get away from God. Trump administration dispatched Vice President Mike Spence to tell the nation it was time to fight back. Enough is enough. Mike said, we will always respect the freedom of religion
of every veteran, every faith, the vice president said in his remarks to the American Legion. And my message to the New Hampshire VA hospital is, the Bible stays. And the place was quite happy about it. I don't blame them. I would have been too. This is, again, this is getting nuts. It never stops. Let me see if I have time to play this. Some of you may have already heard this. I'm so sure. Let's see. No, I guess that's not going to work out for us, is it? I love when a plan comes together. Anyway, so yeah, when the vice president got out there, he told people what was going to go on. You know? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Will this work now? Well, I'd be surprised. No, of course not. All right, never mind. Doesn't matter. But the vice president affirmed that I have been reporting for over a decade at Fox News that the Obama administration was no friend to people of faith. And he's right. Right? It's really no surprise because under the last administration, VA hospitals were removing Bibles, even banning Christian or Christmas carols. Yeah, I thought that was interesting, too. Banning Christmas carols. To what end? For what reason? Because they wanted to be politically correct. They didn't want anything to do with religion. What a sad state of affairs. It's really no surprise because under the last administration, he said the VA hospitals were removing Bibles, banning Christmas carols, and more. Vice President vowed that the Trump administration would always respect the freedom of religion, not from. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, you listen to The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Canadian Prime Minister Kim Campbell apologized for posting a tweet rooting for Hurricane Dorian to hit President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort as the storm barrels toward the Florida coast. She said, "I've deleted my tweet about the hurricane and Mar-a-Lago and sincerely apologize to all it offended. It was intended as sarcasm, not a serious wish of harm. I should have known better." Campbell, who served as the first and only female Prime Minister in Canada for less than 5 months in 1993, was exonerated online for her remark, which some characterized as insensitive. Dorian strengthened to a Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of over 130 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. As the storm approaches Florida on Sunday and Monday, Dorian could be the first Category 4 or higher hurricane to make landfall in Florida's East Coast since 1992, when Hurricane Andrew was blamed for 44 deaths in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking. Don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
This song reminds me of when you... I'm giving away my age here. Remember when you stick the 45 records, you'd spin them faster? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for paying attention. Thanks for being around. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Now, if you want to donate to the show, if you want to be part of the show, if you want to be involved and engaged, head up to the website, realside.com. Big donut button. Slap you right. No, not a donut. Donate button. Tells you what I'm thinking of, right? Anyway, big donate button right there in the middle of the screen. You can go ahead and give up a cup of coffee, send it our way. We always appreciate you guys, really do. And I do appreciate you, and I appreciate the time you spend on the show, in the chat room, sending me emails and such and what have you. We were talking about how President Trump is going to push back on the war against Christians, push back on the local war. Now, again, I'm not talking about the same war they got going on in Syria, all right, where Christians are being beheaded. I'm talking about here where... you can't get a Bible in a hospital room. Just unheard of. Just craziness. All right, so I got a speech up. The president, Vice President Mike Pence, gave a speech in New Hampshire specifically about this situation. Take a listen.
Let me make you another promise. This administration will always make room for the spiritual needs of our heroes at the VA as well. You might have heard even today that there's a lawsuit to remove a Bible that was carried in World War II from a missing man table at a VA hospital in New Hampshire. There's a lawsuit underway. It's really no surprise because under the last administration, VA hospitals were removing Bibles and even banning Christmas carols in an effort to be politically correct. But let me be clear. Under this administration, VA hospitals will not be religion-free zones. We will always respect the freedom of religion of every veteran of every faith. And my message to the New Hampshire VA hospital is the Bible stays.
You know, it's real simple. It ain't that hard. No, seriously, people. Really. if we've got men and women that are willing to get in front of a bullet for us, if we've got men and women that are willing to go out there and fight for us, put their lives on the line, shouldn't we honor any spiritual request they have? Can you imagine telling somebody on a deathbed, I'm sorry, I'd like to grab that Bible out of the nightstand next to your deathbed and speak some calming words to you, but I can't because the Freedom from Religion freaks have decided that you're just too stupid, and because you believe in a God, you don't have a right to be. They just don't want you to die with that comfort, with that fake God thing going on. That's what it really boils down to. They want to make sure that you're not subjected to something that isn't true, to some kind of what they would consider voodoo. But it always goes. It goes back to everything they do for us. When it comes to education and health and other things, they're elitist. They really believe because of their education, because of who they are, what they stand for, that they know more than we know, that they're better than we are, and we should just listen to them. That in and of itself should make you nuts. So it's really no surprise because, again, under the last administration, the hospitals were removing Bibles and banning Christmas carols. Christmas carols at Christmas time. But VA hospitals will no longer be religion-free zones. Now, look, you want to make accommodations, I don't know, for Muslims or even Jews at certain times of the year and Christians or what have you, fine. You can make some minor arrangements. Because even the atheist warrior, you know, military man, if he or she decides they don't want anything to do with it, they don't want to see the tree, then move them to a different area. I don't have a problem with that. Honor their wishes as well. Right? Mikey Weinstein, the founder of MRFF, that's the Military Freedom from Religion Freaks, was enraged by the vice president's remarks. Mike Pence is one of the most repulsive. Isn't he nice? Isn't it funny how they go from zero to, like, totally nasty? Sure, I want to worship their non-god. I definitely don't want to have a god in my life if I can be that mean and nasty. If you don't like the fact that the Bible's on the table, the missing soldiers, then put up another table with no Bible. What are you going to put on there? Put the Grinch? I don't care, whatever. Maybe that needs to be their pet, I don't know, mascot. But Pence is one of the most repulsive repellent fundamentalist Christian supremacists, listen, and bullies on the scene today. I take a big breath for that one. See, they resort to name calling. It's that hate welling up inside of them. I don't speak like that to people who don't believe in my God. Don't do it. That's their right to believe or not believe. I feel bad for those people who never honestly, you can see it in this guy, will never actually know the joy that I know in knowing my God. But that's their choice. He went on to say, Mikey went on to say, I don't know if his name is, it might be Mickey, but I want to call him Mikey. It's hardly surprising that he is lending his ugly bigotry and persuasive prejudice in support of keeping that Christian Bible bolted down on the POW MIA table. So should we not honor any of those POW MIAs that do believe in God? Is that it? They don't have the same right as you have not to? When you figure the majority of the guys in the military do believe in God, don't have a problem with the Bible. We have to cater to the minority? Is that what we have to do? I'm curious. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie refused to be bullied by Weinstein's lawsuit or the Obama administration's attempt to eliminate religious symbols from the VA facilities. They did not know the makeup of the force, Wilkie told the Examiner. They did not know the history of the country when it comes to religious foundations. Right? Or the religious support for those uniforms. In July, the Department of Veterans Affairs said, okay, enough with these Obama-era debacles. We're gonna clean them up. Now, moving forward, children will be able to send veterans religious-themed Christmas cards. You know, I mean, think about that. You have a Christian in bed, and he's been fighting for you, and he's taking a bullet for you, and he can't get a card? that talks about the hope of Christ, the love of Christ, the joy of Christ, he's not allowed to have that? That's sad. That's more than sad. That's a sin. That should be a crime. It's offensive to me that we send our troops into the most godforsaken places on the planet, and yet we have people suing us because they're offended by the presence of a Bible at a table memorializing missing soldiers. People of all faith, especially Christians. Oh, the Trump White House, a debt of gratitude for defending religious liberty. I think so. I agree with this. He should defend all liberties. And if you want to play the same game that the left plays in most cases today, then the majority should rule, right? And if the majority of the military soldiers say, we want it, you can tell them no? Because I could bring that into other areas of the Democrat lifestyle. Mr. Weinstein once bragged that his organization influence was so vast during the Obama administration that he had a hotline to the Pentagon. Looks like President Trump cut that line. I mean, seriously, this is bad, right? Now, again, you have to support these people. You have to make sure that we're giving these guys support. You have to make sure you want to keep this going on. You want to lose the ground that you've gained, then don't support President Trump. It's okay. But really, especially my Christian friends are thinking you're not supposed to get involved in politics. See, if your job is to spread the gospel, the love of Christ, the story of Christ, and you're not supporting organizations that could do that in any way, well, how are you going to answer that question when God says that you do everything you could to preach or help spread the gospel? Think about that. Yes, Father, I voted for all these people that would take your Bible out of these hospitals, that would keep people from seeing cards that show the love of Christ. Yes, I did everything I could. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low.
Come on. Nothing better than Charlie Daniels, right? From the senior host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Oh, I got into the music. I'm listening to it going, oh, that's a great song. Oh, we're on. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Hey, hearts and prayers to go out to our, not just to our listeners in Florida, but you know what? Your friends, your loved ones, American citizens that are there. And, you know, don't be stubborn. Please don't be stubborn, okay? Head for the inland. Do the right thing. Make sure you and your family are safe. I know you can, we've written it out before. We'll write it out again. Sure. Take all the chances you want, right? I should be talking. We're in California where the earthquakes are. But seriously, do whatever you can. Do what you need to do, what you know to do. And everything you need to do to be safe and keep your family safe. Anyhow, there's my minor words of wisdom for you tonight. All right. This is a great story. And I very much appreciate this. I am so glad. And over the years, you know, I look for these stories, and some of them are older, and some of them are, you know, but still, with abortion at the forefront. Now, I told you guys, if you want a copy of Unplanned, I know we're in the last segment, but here's the deal. I'll tell you what. The fifth person, I know this isn't fair, but the fifth person who actually signs up for the text messaging, and I'll make it available if you already have text messaging or text alerts, I'll make one available to you next week. The fifth person who signs up for text messaging, I will give you a DVD of Unplanned for free. Really that simple. Okay? So, and that's easy, right? TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Fifth person that signs up for it, you will get a copy of Unplanned. All right. So, do you guys remember when Pelosi, way back, this goes a while back, she went to visit the previous Pope, the one before this, and he wouldn't give her an audience. And what was really funny is she started talking about some of the differences that she had with the Catholic Church, and that's what kept him from coming out to see her. He wouldn't take a picture with her, which is a major league insult. Here she is, a legislator in America, in the U.S. She's at the Vatican, and he won't allow her to take a picture. So, a few years back, Father Frank Pavone, who was a majorly pro-life advocate, he wrote a letter to the House to Nancy Pelosi. He asked her to revise her pro-abortion position and make it conform to the pro-life teachings of the Catholic Church. And I wish they would stop using that, because it's not the pro-life teachings of the Catholic Church or the Christian Church or the whatever denomination. It is the pro-life teachings of the creator of the universe. It's really that simple. Now, Pavone is the national director of Priest for Life, right? He's been on Fox News a million times. And again, I can read you the letter to Pelosi. It's pretty simple, pretty easy. And especially in light of things like the Gosnell case. Remember that one? He was the most prolific baby killer, not abortionist. Big difference between abortion and what this guy did. These kids were born. No cord. Right? The cord had already been cut. And because they survived an abortion, a botched abortion, he killed them. He literally killed them. Anyhow, there was a question asked. Nancy Pelosi had asked a question at a press briefing. She was asked a question, I'm sorry. And the question was, what is the moral difference between what Dr. Gosnell did to a baby born alive at 23 weeks and aborting that same baby minutes, moments before birth? And given the fact that Gosnell case has been in national news for years, I mean, still you can read about it today. The horrific, what that man did. And he's a very sick man. Not just cold-blooded. I mean, just he was a sick, sick man. And the House at the time was about to have a vote on banning abortion after 20 weeks. So it was a legitimate question as to where she was coming from. Instead of even attempting to answer the question, he says to her, you resorted to a judgmental ad hominem attack on the reporter. You looked at him instead of answering the question, you obviously have an agenda. You're not interested in having an answer. No, actually, I believe, Joe Messina believes that he was interested in having an answer. I would like you to come out and say exactly, to the T, what you believe. Father Pavone goes on to say, Mrs. Pelosi, the problem is that you're not interested in giving an answer. Your refusal to answer the question is consistent with your failure to provide an answer to similar questions from him and others in the pro-life movement. He said, several years ago, we visited your office with diagrams of dismembered abortions at 23 weeks. We asked a simple question. When you say the word abortion, is this what you mean? In response, they got nothing but silence. See, I don't understand how these elite educated people can look at these pictures with babies with fingers, toes, nose, eyes, mouth, two arms, two legs, a heartbeat, and say, yep, okay to dispose of. How cold do you have to be for that? He says, in what way is this refusal to address an issue of such national importance consistent with the leadership role you are supposed to be exercising? Public servants are supposed to be able to tell the difference between serving the public and killing the public. Apparently you can't either. Otherwise, you would have been able to explain the difference between a legal medical procedure that kills a baby inside the womb and an act of murder for which Dr. Gosnell is now serving life sentences. He kills some of these babies outside the womb. Moreover, you stated at a press briefing, as a practicing and respectful Catholic, this is sacred ground to me when we talk about this. I don't think it should have anything to do with politics. It doesn't, lady. It has to do with God and life. It has to do with you. This is Joe, by the way, not the pastor. It has to do with you respecting life. Really that simple. With this statement, you make a mockery of the Catholic faith and of the tens of millions of Americans who consider themselves practicing and respectful Catholics, who find the killing of children, whether inside or outside the womb, reprehensible. You speak here of the Catholic faith as if it's supposed to hide us from reality instead of lead us to face reality. Like it's supposed to confuse basic moral truths instead of clarify them. And like it's supposed to help us escape the hard moral questions of life rather than help us confront them. You know what I mean? Seriously. God is a God of life. He's a God of creation, not a God of destruction. He doesn't kill things to kill things. Because he's got nothing else to do. There's a whole passage. There are passage after passage where God says he knew you before you and your mom's in him. Again, I'm obviously speaking to the religious folks, to my God folks. If God says he knew you before you were in your mom's womb, then you had a value to him. You had his attention, if you would. And what I always say to people is this. I'm not going to use that cliche where, how do you know you're not killing the next the person who will find a cure for cancer. You don't. That's not it. But for godly people, God says he ordered your steps before you and your mom's womb. He had a plan for your life before you and your mom's womb. He had a plan for you. He made the plan for you. When you destroy a life, when you take the life of the unborn, and you're a godly person now, right? Or you think you are. How dare you get in the way of a plan that God has? You're stopping the plan he has. How dare you do that? What right do you have to do it? I don't think you have any. Whatever Catholic faith you claim to respect and practice, the pastor goes on to say, it's not the faith that the Catholic Church teaches. Abortion is not sacred ground. It's sacrilegious ground. To imagine God giving the slightest approval to an act that dismembers a child he created is both offensive to faith and reason. And to say that a question about the difference between a legal medical procedure and murder should not have anything to do with politics reveals your profound failure to understand your own political responsibilities. You know what? According to our founding fathers, you were given a God-given right to live. Just read the Constitution. Read the Declaration. Read their writings. See, they don't have to read anybody's writings. There is nobody above them. There is nobody above Pelosi. Pelosi and Schumer and alike, they all feel like they are it. They are the top of the food chain. They're going to tell you what to do. You know? God bless you guys. Have a great rest of the day. Seriously, don't do anything stupid. Check us out on therealside.com. That's therealside.com for stations and times. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.